It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. Every Wednesday, we bring you conversations that highlight all the invisible barriers that stand in the way of women achieving all they can, being all they can, stand in the way of women achieving equality. And today, my big question is, are work-at-home spouses getting their financial due? Are work-at-home spouses getting their financial due? I want us to conduct a thought experiment. Imagine three men who each live alone. None of them are married. Three single men. Adebayo, Bolaji, and Clement. There's no C in Yoruba. Is there C in Yoruba? No, there's no C in Yoruba. But yes, three men, single men. Adebayo, Bolaji, Clement. All three are working in the same office, earning the same salary. Listen to me, I want us to conduct this thought experiment together. And when they get home, all three men have to handle all their domestic work. All three men cook for themselves. All three men clean their house. All three men do their laundry, all of it. But after a while, Adebayo is starting to get frustrated. First of all, he's tired. He's tired of all the cooking, almost every evening, after a long day at work. He's tired of using his weekends to wash cloth and clean the house instead of resting and preparing for the next week at work. He's tired of missing opportunities to advance at work because he doesn't have enough free time to take on extra tasks. And so after a while, Adebayo decides to employ domestic staff. A housekeeper named Dele. Dele does all the cleaning. Dele does all the laundry. Dele does all the cooking. Suddenly, Adebayo can now stay at work longer. He can now do more work at home. He can rest more on the weekend, making him sharper at work. His boss notices Adebayo's output is now higher than Clement's output in the office. But what about Bolaji? Well, something happened that I forgot to tell you about with Bolaji. Bolaji got married. Bolaji's wife, Eniola, is a work-at-home spouse. His wife cooks, she cleans, she does the laundry, all the things that Dele does for Adebayo. But, of course, she's not getting his salary the way that Dele is getting. Now, is her husband sharing his salary with her? No. Just like Papa Cross, her husband holds all the money. Bolaji, that is. Bolaji holds all the money. When and if she needs anything for the house or for herself, she meets Bolaji. And then he decides whether to give Eniola money or not. Remember, this is a thought experiment and I need you to just pay attention and then work with me, all right? Let's work together. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to look at the lives of these five people and say truthfully whose life is better and whose life is worse. Adeboye, he makes his own money. He pays some of the money to Dele for housekeeping, but this buys him extra time to rest and also get more done in the office and get promoted. Bolaji makes his own money too, and he gets free time to face his work and to rest just like Adeboye, but he doesn't pay for it. His wife, Eniola, only gets what he decides to give her from his church mind. Then Clement gets to keep all his money, but he's doing all his own domestic work, so he cannot put in the extra work at the office, and he's always tired. Dele, like we said, is doing all Adeboye's housework, and he's getting paid for it. And then there's Eniola. Eniola is doing all Bolaji's housework, but she's not getting any money for her own. She's not getting any money of her own. Not the way that Dele is getting. For working for... Exactly. So we have Adebayo, Bolaji, Clement, Dele, Eniola. Which of these would you want to be? Bolaji gets the best deal because he's getting free labor from Eniola. Then you have Adebayo, who is getting the labor, but he's paying for it. Then there's Clement, but you notice that Eniola, the work-at-home spouse, has a worse deal than Dele, the paid domestic staff. This is what you condemn work-at-home spouses to if you don't agree that they need to be compensated financially for their work. Financially for their work. How you see them? Which of these people that I talked about just now do you want to be? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Henry in Transit is a first time caller. Hello, Henry.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Yeah. I actually follow the story very well.
Okay.
I'm actually on the road, so sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, the thing with, in a typical African culture, we actually believe women do all the work. Why men? Men, we actually believe that men should be the breadwinner. So he brings in the money and the women, and the woman does the work, actually, which is not supposed to be so. Now, take the instance of that guy now, Dele. He's doing the same productivity as the same work as the other guy's wife.
In your life.
At least she can smile with something. Okay?
Okay.
He smiles, he decides, he has his ledger, at least, okay, let me just say, he is free to do whatever he likes.
Okay.
Because he knows he has the money.
Okay.
But now, why would the woman who does the same productivity as Dele, why would Eniola do the same productivity and not be compensated? Must she? There are certain things that a man will have to do. A woman needs, she doesn't have to tell her, okay, you must tell your husband that you want to get on this. Will you go and tell your husband you want to get Maggi, you want to get Pepe, after all the stress of the work and everything? Of course, he will tell you, get the fuck out.
Okay, language.
And then it puts you in an, I'm sorry, that kind of puts you in an untenable position, or it puts in your line in a kind of position that she might not be able to come out from.
Okay.
So, my opinion is it is, you and your last should be compensated very well.
Okay. All right, Henry.
Yeah.
Henry, thank you very much for calling. Henry's in transit. Kaede Nikoyi, hello.
Hello, Sarah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Quickly, let me run you through this. There's also Eniola and Sandra, who went to the same university and graduated. And immediately they graduated, they got a job in the same office and were being paid the same salary. Now, Eniola is supposed to set up a house, an apartment. He's supposed to look for money for rent for a full year. Sandra is collecting money and then she's just buying clothes and taking care of herself. Eniola is also supposed to get money for bride price. He's supposed to look for money for wedding. While Sandra is supposed to wait for Eniola to make it set up so that he can come and marry her. Now,
wait, Sandra is marrying Eniola in this story?
Yes, she's marrying Eniola.
She's marrying Eniola in this story?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and Eniola has to be the one to set up, to look for bed price, look for house rent, to buy TV, to buy fridge, while Sandra is busy saving her money. Now, the society expects a lot of things from both genders that are not okay. So we have to balance this story. And that story of this guy not, the woman not earning anything, is because you are assuming that the husband is an irresponsible person. Because a responsible husband will know also that he also has to take care of his wife. But for that story to sell, you have to assume that the husband is irresponsible.
Actually, there are no assumptions here. If there are any assumptions, you're making an assumption.
Why are you saying that?
Because we started with Papa Cross. Cross is in Big Brother Nigeria, and Cross told us his story. And in his story,
that story does not typify an average home in Nigeria,
doesn't it?
Different folks with different stories.
What do you understand as average home in Nigeria?
Well, I don't want to assume, but your story was an assumption that the woman will only get what the husband is willing to spare. As if there are no homes where the husband and the wife plan together with what the husband brings home, and they share, and they know how to spend it in such a way that it will better their life.
So to understand what you're saying, you think that the ideal situation where the wife works at home and the husband works outside is that whatever the husband makes, the wife is entitled to it. They both decide.
Of course.
Oh, hey, that's the entire premise of this conversation. Thank you for agreeing with me, Kayode. We've got Victor in Victoria Island on the line. Victor, how are you?
I am fine, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Okay, Sandra, your story, you've told your story.
Mm.
But the truth is this. The truth is, I just want to bring it out like this.
Okay.
Eniola and the other guy went into marriage. They did not go into business venture or agreement on something.
Eniola and Bolaji? Are you talking about Eniola and Bolaji?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They went into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, they have responsibilities.
Mm.
And both of them must carry out those responsibilities. Now, Bolaji have chosen to go out there to get money.
Okay.
Then that's his own path. Then Eniola have chosen to stay at home and take care of the home.
Okay.
Now, if you say Bolaji abandons Eniola without giving her anything, that's a different story altogether. You understand? Because I assume that if Bolaji comes home with his salary, he sits with Eniola, they plan that salary.
Okay.
As a team.
Mm.
So, just like two people establishing a company.
Mm.
Whatever they make, they do what?
They share the profits.
Apart from sharing, they plan on how that money will be utilized.
Mm-hmm.
So, your story, I don't want to say anything, but what I'm telling you, as the last caller said, and let me use myself as an example.
Okay.
When I go home, my wife worked as well. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Victor? Call me back, Victor, because it does sound like Victor is also about to agree with me the same way the caller before Victor, Kayode, agreed with me, you know, because that's what we're saying at the end of the day. That's our premise. Our premise is that if she's a work-at-home wife or he's a work-at-home husband, he or she is entitled to the salary that the work outside the home spouse is making. Victory is in Ikeja. Victory is a first-time caller. How are you, Victory?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Eniola is in a worse off situation because Gele is the other guy who's a housekeeper earning money, right?
Mm.
So, she's worse off because, add on top of that, she still has to satisfy the man's urges, which is some form of labor or task in itself.
Okay.
So, when it comes back from work, she has to satisfy him if and when he wants.
Okay.
Which Gele doesn't have, on the other hand.
Okay.
And then she's got the family, emotional, I would call it emotional work.
Okay.
Emotional work and other things to balance, which Gele is a free ranger and he just has to do his job and get his money.
And go away. Mm-hmm.
She's in a very worse of
situation.
But you know, unfortunately, our society has so pointed that in the contract, and this is the way most of us say, in the contract called marriage, a woman just has to be on the giving end. You have to give her to children. Mm. You have to do take care of the children.
Mm.
You have to nurture them up to secondary school and nurture them up to university. So, constantly for the better part of your life as a woman, it was bleeding. It was bleeding.
Mm.
That's my bit.
Victory, thank you so much for calling to share. Now, it doesn't sound very, I don't know, attractive, does it? For people who are on the outside looking in, is that a life you want for yourself? I don't know. It doesn't sound very attractive, is it? You want a situation where it's give and take, isn't it? You know, I give, you give me. I give the same way it is when you're... Okay, no, this is a daytime show. Dixon, isn't it, Kaja? Hello, Dixon. Good to have you on the show. Dixon is also a first-time caller. Hi, Dixon.
Hello.
Hello.
Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Sandra, this issue is very complicated.
Okay.
I want to draw some narratives from what my father told me when he was alive.
Okay.
I'm from the Igbo extraction.
Okay.
My grandfather had about 7 wives.
Ooh, okay.
And he had a very large portion of land, farming land.
Mm.
And each of the wives was given a portion to cultivate. That makes that woman productive.
Okay.
And that makes that woman not depending solely on what the husband brings in. Because my grandfather was also a successful farmer. And the strength of women then, the beauty of women then, were not measured on their outward appearances. It was measured on their strength to work, to labor. Now, we are no longer building on that Igbo culture. The westernization have made this impossible to actualize. Because my father told me there was never anybody in his father's house as a woman that was lazy. Each, every one of them was productive. So they were not depending on my grandfather to live. Now this period we are in, which is Western culture life, lifestyle, the woman may be a graduate and decide to marry a man who is also maybe a graduate or a businessman. And the man preferred her to stay at home and to take care of kids and maintenance of the home. Now, it is a fault of the woman, because before you go into marriage, you have to let the man know you are a career woman. And you cannot, because of your marriage, sell out what your dream in life is. Like now, I'm sorry using you as an example, you are affecting millions of lives all over the world. If you had married without letting your husband know that this is what you have chosen to do, or you want to bury your dream, these millions of lives you affect every day will not be affected. So the blame should go on any woman who refuses to pursue her dream and vision in life and depend to be a house worker, whatever technology that is being used. So it's not the fault of the man. But at the same time, I expect every good-thinking man who think that the wife should be at home to also compensate her in making sure that her needs are met. Thank you.
All right, Dixon. Thank you very much for calling. It's 24 minutes now past 4 o'clock, and we have to take a break in a few seconds, right? But I have this very funny comment from Amaka Ukoli. Amaka says, you're publicly campaigning for cross. Did you not hear White Money also said that his father left his mother and his siblings? This is not a Big Brother Niger show. Eh? I just use an example that was very interesting. If you just tuned into the show, are work-at-home spouses getting their financial due? That's my question today. I'm not calling them stay-at-home spouses. I'm calling them work-at-home spouses. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
If you just tuned in, hello to you. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we bring you one issue or the other that highlights for you some of the invisible barriers that stand in the way of women achieving all they want to achieve, achieving equality. And today, we're talking about work-at-home spouses and their financial due. I told you about Cross's mother, whose father died, and she was left with nothing because she had no access to the money that her husband was making outside of the home while she was making it possible for him to go outside and work. And then we conducted an experiment, a thought experiment. I told you about Bolaji, I told you about Adebayo, and I told you about Clement. Three single men doing all of the work that you have to do to get through life, the domestic work, cleaning their house, cooking for themselves, doing their laundry, all of it. You know, even if they're ordering the food from Yabasira down the road, it's still money that they're spending. And it's a food that if they marry, the wife will have to start cooking, if, of course, they are not the cooking type. So one way or the other, someone is providing that service. They're either providing that service for themselves for free, or they're paying someone to provide that service. So I told you about Bolaji, Adebayo, Clement. Bolaji got tired of the stress and got married. And his wife, Eniola, started doing all of that work. Adebayo got so frustrated with not having time for himself after dealing with Lagos traffic. He'll go and cook, or he'll wake up early to cook, or he'll cook on the weekends when he should be resting, or he'll be cooking and cleaning, all of that. He got tired of it and he employed Dele. And Dele's own is just to come, cook, do his laundry, clean his house and collect his salary and go. Clement continued to dugaduga as a single guy, doing all of these things for himself. Adebayo got promoted at work because he had more time to do other things instead of all the time that he dedicated to domestic work. Bolaji, same thing, freed up time for himself because his wife was now handling all of the domestic work, cooking, cleaning, laundry, all the things that Dele does for Adebayo. But she wasn't getting paid for it. She wasn't getting a salary for it. Now, I'm not asking that work-at-home spouses, whether they're male or female, they're most of the time in Nigeria, they're female. I'm not asking that they be paid a salary. My question is, what kind of compensation do they deserve? Should they be compensated? How should they be? I think that yes, they should be. They contribute a lot of value. Nobody that contributes that much value should not Nobody that contributes that much value should end up like Mama Cross. My brain froze there for a second. Sorry. They must be rewarded financially. My question is how? How should they be compensated? A lot of the men who have called in have said, Sandra, no, now, why are you talking like this? What happens in most homes is that the husband will come home with his salary and he and his wife will sit down and they will figure out how to share the salary. You know, they will decide what should go to where. She even is the one that runs the money. And I'm happy to hear that. But what I've heard more of is that the wife simply does the work in the house, and when the husband comes home with any money, anyone his church mind tells him to give her is what he gives her. There's no conversation. There's no equal access to the resources that is brought from outside of the home, even though there is equal access to the resources available in the home. And so if you were part of that thought experiment with me before the break, I'm asking you who you think has the better life. Who do you think has the best deal? Adebayo makes his own money, pays some of them to delay for housekeeping, but it buys him extra time to rest, get more done in the office, get promoted. Bolaji makes his own money and he gets free time to face his work and to rest, just like Adebayo. But he doesn't pay for that service. His wife does the service free of charge, and she only gets what he decides to give her. Clement gets to keep all his money, but he's doing all his own domestic work, so he cannot put the extra time into the office, and he's always tired. Dele, like we said, is doing all of Adebayo's work, but he's getting paid for it. And then Eniola, doing all Bolaji's housework, But she's not getting any money of her own for it. She's not like Dele. If you were given a choice, which of these people do you want to be? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That number is for our female callers. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. For our male callers, give us a call and share your thoughts with us on the show today. We've got Ruben on the line. Ruben is in Yaba. Hello, Ruben. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I might appear a bit controversial in this case. I'm going to tell you at the apple for three. So me at this three. In such situation, the wife, I've noticed that I feel like the reward for that wife is the kid that she has nurtured.
Say that again. The reward for the wife is the children, eh?
Yeah, for the working, for the stay, for the work at home, mom.
Okay, her reward is her children.
She has nurtured.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say the reason why. In my area, I'm using my area as an example. My village. We sit down together, we drink, we talk, we this, we that. And if I say your father is mad, they'll be like, sir, he's mad now. You know they're mad. It's normal. But if you open your mouth and say your mother is... They will drop that drink and they are ready to fight you. They put their mother over their
head.
Maybe the father was responsible. Maybe because the mother was doing everything and the father was just not always at home, always at work, looking for money up and down, not always around. I don't know why. But that's what I noticed. So the mother, so I've always come to realize that, is that the reward of the mother? That okay, maybe because she stayed at home, she started, she sacrificed her career, for the children to be something. So when the children now become something, and the mother-in-law will now move into the son's house, she will abandon her husband, they'll be sharing the money together. What the father is somewhere.
So does that mean that the father benefits nothing from the children?
When was the last time have you heard a musician sing about the father?
Is this a good thing? Is this something we want? Is this something we like?
I think we have to realize that it's not that fathers are. See, it is the society. What is the responsibility that they are placed?
Okay, let me put it this way to you. Do you work?
Yes, I work.
Should your boss pay you in money or in respect?
She should pay me my money now.
If your boss doesn't pay you money, but she fights anyone that insults you, have you been properly rewarded?
No.
Okay.
I work deserve money.
Okay. Ruben, thank you very much for calling me. We've got Anonymous on the line. Anonymous, thank you very much for calling us. Hello, Anonymous, are you there? Anonymous isn't there anymore. But thank you very much for calling us, Anonymous. Because Ruben says that it's society, you know, it's the society. But shouldn't we be talking about changing the society? I mean, if it's society, the society produces Nigerian politicians, but every day we're talking about changing the kinds of politicians we have. It carries over all over the place, doesn't it? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, Happiness. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Wow. My first time calling you.
I'm glad you called today.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, the first time you gave this illustration, I almost weep. You know, it's so painful. Eba will go through so much and nothing is being given to her. It's so painful for a stay-at-home mother, you know? And I just pray that our Nigerian men will change for better.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I pray they change for better. Yeah. You know, all you're trying to do is to enlighten them, is to make them see that there is a value, there is something great in a woman. You know, at least a woman should be appreciated, at least. She should be appreciated and feel like a woman being, not a slave.
Right.
Great work.
Thank you. Thank you, Happiness. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Nike.
Nike, good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Well, you gave a very lovely illustration. And, you know, my problem with these men is that they want to be told what to do. They don't know what to do. They want to be told.
Okay.
Look at most of your male callers. Look at the way they are stuttering. Of course, now, they don't know what to say. They are just stuttering. They don't know what to do. So you don't know that they don't know that a woman that is staying at home, that is doing all these things, she's supposed to be rewarded. They want to be told. Well, I don't blame them.
Nika, thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. What's your name?
My name is Shadi.
Hi, Shadi. Welcome.
Just to let you know, yesterday the man convinced me to go get Moderna, only because they're not going to put J&J out for public. You know, that's the only reason why. there's no point in waiting anymore.
Okay.
That aside. Yes. So the question he asked, I'm like, compensation, doesn't that mean a salary? Because you're like, you're not talking about salary. But I'm like, is it compensation salary?
Well, I mean,
like, I don't know.
So you have some men who have called and they've said something along the lines of, so, for instance, you have stakeholders in a business, right? And with stakeholders, you're not paying them a salary, because when you're paying someone's salary, it leaves room for a power mismatch of sorts, right? So, okay. I mean, but when she's a stakeholder in the business, it means that before you guys settle everything, there's some sort of meeting, there's some sort of agreement, here's how we're going to split this, here's what you're entitled to at the end of the month, here's what I bring in, here's what's going to come to you day in, day out for you to meet some of your needs. So that kind of arrangement can be done. Because for instance, if you and I go into a business together and I'm bringing capital and you're bringing, what's the word I'm looking for, experience, we're both going to share the profits of the business at the end of the day, even though you didn't bring any capital. Now, we can now decide, here's how the sharing formula is going to look
profit.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's still like mutual respect. There's still like, I know that this business is succeeding because of your experience, and you know that this business is succeeding because of my capital. Does that make sense?
It does. So I got you on that. So I'm still going to give an example. Well, I wanted to respond to the last male caller. Okay. I said something about a female. It's only females that the children recognize and it's society. And I'm like, it's not society. It's individuals that make up a society.
Right.
So I go back to the story I wanted to give you, which is my dad, okay. Right?
Right.
So my mom was working when they first got married, but then the ministry was moved to Abuja.
Okay.
So she became a stay-at-home mom. But before that, they both sat down. My dad was like, look, you can't go to Abuja because, you know, we are here in Lagos.
Mm.
And the kids are here.
Mm.
But that, you know, how much are you making?
Mm-hmm.
I pay you that to stay at home.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So they came up with an agreement. Okay. He paid her, we won't call it salary, we call it stipend.
Okay.
It wasn't like a hard figure, but the money wasn't going to go below that amount that he agreed on. Obviously, he could give her more, but he could give her less. But that was for her, not for the house.
Mm.
So stuff for the house is different.
It's different,
but
right.
She got hers to do with as she saw fit.
Right.
And my dad worked all the time.
Right.
Well, believe it or not, we saw him, he worked till he retired.
Okay.
But he was always there for us when he got back home.
Okay.
Even when he was posted out of Lagos, whenever he came home, mm-hmm. he made time for the kids.
Okay.
When you say because my dad worked and made the money, nobody knew him. He played, he made time to play with the kids. But, I mean, it's also in this Nigerian society.
Okay.
But he decided that even though he was the man bringing in the money, he was also going to get to know his kids.
Mm.
As he says all the time, I know all my kids, I know which are their flaws and strengths.
Mm.
So people should not use society as an excuse, I'm making the money, I don't have time to spend with my kids. Society does that. No, it's individual. If you're doing that, then you should correct that. And don't blame it on society, because society also encourages you to know your kids while you're bringing in the bacon.
Shadi, thank you so much for calling. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Desmond Jonah says, the narrative needs to change. A woman should be encouraged to work and also add inputs to the home. Responsibilities should be shared. I agree with you, Desmond. My philosophy is that both of them should be working, especially today where, I mean, things are harder and harder. Have you tried to buy a derica of beans? It's expensive. I tried to buy crayfish the other day. Bucket of crayfish that used to be $7.50, $1.5 back in the day. These days, if you see it at 4,000, 5,000, you bought it cheap. You know what I'm saying? And you can't live like that. You can't survive like that on one source of income. You need both. When people tell you all the time, diversify your income, people are often thinking that, oh, you know, it's you as the individual. You have to diversify the sources where your money is coming from. Sometimes, if you are one half of a couple, it also means making sure that money is coming in from both sides. Right? And that means that if the woman is making money, she's putting it to the family. If the man is making money, he's putting it to the family. You're both dividing responsibilities as equally as possible. That's my personal philosophy. But I'm realistic enough to know that this is not the case in a lot of homes in Nigeria. You still have homes where they get married and the husband says, okay, well, this is your degree now for your pocket. Oh yeah, I'll stay at home and take care of the children. It happens. Let's not act like it doesn't. It does every day. Or you have situations where the husband loses his job and it's the wife that is working outside the home. And the husband, if he's a good one, stays at home to work at home. Now, in that situation, it's expected that the husband is entitled to the money that she's making outside. Same way, it would be expected that the wife is entitled to the money the husband is making if he's working outside the home. So yes, while responsibilities should be shared, it's not always shared. And the reality is there are lots of homes where one half has to stay home and work at home. And it's not work from home, COVID style, it's work at home, the domestic work. It's a lot of work. It allows you to go and do life. If you've lived alone as a single person, you know the amount of work that goes into living alone. Now imagine doing that work for children plus another adult. Some people pay for it. Other people cannot afford to pay for it. The wicked ones go and get a child slave. But that's not the conversation for the day. I don't know if Martin is still on the line. He's in transit. Hello, Martin.
Hi. Is that Sandra?
This is Sandra. Hi.
Hi, Sandra. How are you? It's good to be live with you guys.
Yes.
I've been trying for quite some time.
I'm guessing that's why you stayed on the line.
Yeah, so I had to stay. I was like, this opportunity doesn't come every time.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. This is what I think. I think you guys are shaking a whole lot of table. I mean, like you guys in the studio there, starting from Joyce down to yourself. You guys, have you seen the movie Miss Sloan before?
Miss what?
Sloan.
Miss Sloan. No, I haven't.
Yeah. So she more like you know, picks She took up this case about possession of firearms in the United States. It was a hot debate.
Okay,
she took it to them, and she was more on the side that was not too very popular.
Okay,
but though her approach to the case made her win that case.
Okay,
now I think you guys are shaking a whole lot of tables that have been there for ages.
Mm.
Like the question you're asking right now, the last male caller. You asked him if he was working and if he would prefer his boss to pay him in cash or kind. I think the question you should be asking, Sandra, is, I mean, if I have a spouse that is educated or lettered, but why is she at home? Is there a choice? Is this something that we discussed? Okay, I think those are very important questions to ask. If we discussed that she should stay at home, while I work, you know, for the sake of our children or whatever reason, that it's understandable that whatever income I make, it's more like working for both of us, then both of us decide how we spend it and what we do with it. I'm not downplaying the importance. I'm not downplaying the fact that, I mean, I've stayed at home a few times myself, and Jesus, the children can wear you out. there are a whole lot of chores to do at home. In fact, I dread spending time with the kids sometimes. I know, from giving them a bath to making sure they eat the right food, we're helping them with the homework, with all the questions that they ask in this world. Jesus, I know it's overwhelming. Okay? But it's not a question of will the spouse get paid. I mean, this person is more like, sorry if I'm going to drag in scripture, forgive me.
It's okay.
The Bible says they become one. So why if you're my flesh and bone, why what are you getting paid for? for taking care of your flesh and bone.
So don't consider it a payment. So some men, and yourself included, have said, if I make money from outside the home, I'm bringing it for both of us, right?
It's everybody. Now, the truth of the question, sorry, I'm taking this off you. Ask most men, ask them how much of what they earn every month.
Mm.
Actually, they spend on themselves.
Yes.
Trust me, in fact, I had a friend that once told me something, and I have always done that. And
I don't know if I agree that it is most men, though.
Well, I don't know about most men. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
But in my circle of friends, in my society, the people that I mingled with, I will probably just say 90% are responsible people.
But that's a bubble. Yeah. The purpose of conversations like this is to let people know that there perhaps is a better way. That perhaps the one you do where you bring money into the family and you say, I will use my church mind to give her money for the month, is not as good as bringing money into the family, both of you sitting down, and you say, well, this is for running the home, this is what I'm paying myself, and this is for you to do with whatever you want to do. What do you think about that?
Perfect, but you're also forgetting that we are all not built in the same way. I mean, just hold on.
Yes, we're not built in the same way.
I have met women that are overly subservient, overly humble or respectful to their spouse, not because they are mandated to or because they are bullied to.
Mm.
It's just the way they are built.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with compensation?
No. The word compensation, I don't think it should even be in the conversation. It shouldn't be in any way. This is not a compensation.
Mm.
When you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your home. I mean, you agreed to be in this marriage, and I'm assuming you also agreed to stay at home for the sake, or we have the conversation that one of us has to stay at home.
But
and you said it was
okay, fine.
That
so fine.
That.
Don't call it compensation. Call it financial freedom. Nobody who works hard deserves to be at the mercy of other people financially.
And let me chip in this. I mean, there are several women that work from. I mean that are not working, like in the sense of having a formal job.
Mm-hmm.
But who says they don't have other things that keep them busy? That generates even more funds than their husbands.
But the conversation we're having today, the women we're talking about today, are the women who are not making any money whatsoever.
Well, I'm also going to work with the assumption that as a man, and you have a wife that probably she's educated, she has all the certifications, and she has what it takes to also be. I mean, the world is tough enough. Nobody wants to go through the rigors of probably having to fend for the needs of the family alone. So if my spouse can support, why would I stop her from doing that?
But we've heard from so many women today who are complaining about the plight of stay-at-home spouses and the lack of financial freedom. We didn't just wake up and start having this conversation. We had a month-long series of women who are asked to stop working by their spouses, and then they have access to no money whatsoever, and they're entirely dependent on whatever their husband decides to give them out of their church.
So that, I'm going to say this. I also know there are a lot of monsters out there.
They're not monsters. They're human beings enabled by society. Martin, unfortunately, I've got 30 seconds. I need to take a break. I know. Where does the time go? It's even going to cut me off while I'm talking. But hey, don't worry, yeah? Next week, we'll wrap up this conversation. We'll talk about the importance of financial freedom. Don't go away.
Curia Info will be right back.